Christmas. Thank you so much for listening. You've got it tuned to KHUM. And let's see if we got this set right, because we got this set up in the last 10 seconds. That's close enough to get everything right. Calder, are you there?
Testing. Hi, good morning.
Okay. Give me a 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Hi, hello.
That's good enough. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Let's hear your voice.
Hello.
Keep going.
Hello.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds better. Okay. I think we've got it. Fantastic. All right. So Cabaret is getting ready to make its triumphant North Coast debut at NCRT.
That's correct.
That is correct. I mean, it's maybe a strong way to say debut. I mean, we actually had Cabaret at NCRT about 14 years ago, which was actually the first show I was in at NCRT once upon a time. And then also it was also played down in Ferndale about 7 years ago. So kind of like my own personal inside joke is it's about every 7 years now. I guess we'll just trade it off.
Different roles, I assume.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, although we actually do have at least one returning cast member from the show from 14 years ago, Diane Zuliger, who is once again playing Frau Schneider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic. All right, and introduce yourself to the world here.
My name's Emma Johnstone, and I'm playing Sally Bowles in the production. It's my first time ever playing the role. It's interesting. I'm very British. Lots of singing. Lots of dancing.
Ah, excellent. Excellent. And this is I've seen the movie, of course, several times. I've never actually seen it live, which it's started as a live play.
I prefer it live.
Yeah.
I do like the Liza Minnelli, Joel Grey version, sure. But it's a little different.
Yeah, it is a little different.
Yeah, I mean, particularly the version that we are staging is the 1993 Broadway revival that, while still very much the same show as the original Broadway musical, and that you know the movie was based on, definitely, I think it leans a bit more into the darker. The darker themes and implications of the period of history that the show is talking about,
the movie,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great musical filled with all kinds of dancing and sexy kick lines and catchy numbers, and then you're like, oh wait, right, also Nazis.
Right.
Awesome Nazis.
Well, no. Yeah, this is not the producers. No. Not something, unfortunately, that can be laughed away.
No, they're scary.
Yes.
They're scary.
Nazis. Yes, they are.
Indeed. And so this also has a lot of very well-known songs in this thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people, well, if you've like, it's like, well, I don't know any of these songs. You'll know these songs.
Yes, you will.
Yeah.
You'll know these songs. It is just full of lots of great music and dancing, mm-hmm. as you said, and British accents.
Yeah, and German accents.
And German accents.
Accents abound.
That's about
accents
it.
Accents abound.
Yep. Yeah. Got the globe covered.
Yes.
Indeed. Indeed. So now you've played this, but you've never done this.
I've never done Cabaret. No, mm-hmm. This is the first time for me. It's a lot of fun, though. I've been enjoying myself.
How have rehearsals been going?
I think that they've been really great. There's a lot of challenges that have been put forward for the ensemble, especially. I think there's some artistic choices for them to be pieces of furniture. Or, doors, things like that. So
nice.
It's been interesting to watch the process of people becoming objects. And, of course, that's very topical and meaningful for our story as well. And I enjoy that. But I'm sure it's been a little difficult for them.
Put that on your CV. I was a door.
Yeah.
Door number two.
Door number two.
Door number two in Cabaret. Yeah, and you end up getting typecast.
but it is. I mean, yeah, they certainly have all been working very, very hard.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
This cast has really Yeah, the director, he put forth a lot of challenges, and the cast has, stepped up. And
who is directing, by the way?
Tigger Bouncer. He is directing, and first time directing here at NCRT.
Tigger?
Yeah.
Like in Winnie the Pooh?
Yes. Yeah.
Is he named after the Winnie the Pooh character?
I believe that is more of
a chosen name.
Yeah. Okay. His
parents did that. They could probably be arrested.
No.
But it's quite appropriate. He's a tremendously talented guy with a lot of energy.
It's true.
And the cast always has to rush to keep up, and I think that's a good thing.
Yes.
Nice. So it is just about ready to hit the stage.
That's
tonight's
true.
Preview night, and then mm-hmm. Friday it actually opens, correct?
That's right.
Wow.
Yep. Coming on up.
I'm ready to put it in front of people.
Now, is Friday the
benefit night for the cast and crew?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. We still have a few tickets left for Friday, and if you want to support the cast and crew, that is the night to do it.
Yes, please do. There's a lot of work that goes into this, and for a lot of love, not a lot of money.
No, yeah. that is very true. I think it's always amazing for us, and I think it's always good for us to appreciate as a community just how many talented people, particularly performers, we have here on the North Coast who are so many times willing to share their talents for free, basically mm-hmm. as a community service, as a volunteering.
When you take a look at the size of Humboldt County and the amount of live theater that we have here, I think we may have more live theater per capita than anywhere. I would
agree with that.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, you're here in Ferndale. You've got North Coast Repertory Theater. We've got Redwood Curtain Theater. And, Humboldt Line Opera. And just so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Plus traveling shows that come through as well.
That's true.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. We are spoiled for choice. And I think it's really important to be appreciative of that. I know I am, just because it's... Yeah, I mean, you simply wouldn't be able to get the level of quality, I believe, pretty almost anywhere else in the country, that we are able to have here because of how many talented people we have to pull from.
And it bodes well for our community that we can actually support that many live theater companies.
Yes.
It's kind of amazing.
It is.
Kind of amazing, but we do, and it's great, and there are terrific shows, lots to choose from.
Oh yeah, no, it's stuff happening every weekend. It's really great.
Fantastic. So how long is Cabaret running?
Five weekends. June 16th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday matinees at 2 p.m., evening shows at 8 p.m.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, go see it, people. Now, here's a little secret. You can go tonight for free. It's preview night. Don't tell anyone. Shh. It's a secret. It's a secret. But, it's kind of like working out the kinks, right?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
If anything were to go horribly wrong, we could stop the show.
Yes, yeah. It's basically a rehearsal. Yeah, it's a rehearsal with a limited audience in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's good. It's very good. Very good. Well, I think it's going to be fantastic. It is a tried and true play. I think people will enjoy it. I think you'll hear songs that you love. You'll hear accents. You'll see dancing, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be.
Yes.
What more could you want from a show?
Excellent question.
What more could you want? Alrighty. Well, thank you both for coming in.
Of course.
I think you're going to be wandering into some of our other radio stations around here, right? Yeah. Is that the plan?
I think
good.
So.
Excellent. Excellent. Alrighty. What to play? I should have lined up with a show, one of the show tunes, but I didn't. I didn't do that. But because we were like last second. No, but but we'll go with Simon and Garfunkel and pretend that this was also in Cabaret. That's on KHUM.